As always, your morning dump by air brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump That Septic. Pumpthatseptic.com.
What was that noise? What?
That's my typewriter or my keyboard typewriter. Why did I say typewriter?
1955.
You know what? You shut the hell up. Hey, big day today, Hunter. It is National American Beer Day today. That's right. America, freedom, beer. Yeah, we got a lot of great beers here in the States. Obviously, the oldest brewery still operating is Yingling. That great beer, by the way. That's been getting people drunk since 1829. Not taking anything away from our brethren from different areas. You know, there's great beer.
Is it the same recipe since then?
What, Yingling? I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah, I never know if I kind of want to know.
What?
I don't know if I want it to be the same recipe as it was in 1889.
Didn't they do something like that recently? Like they found some like old timey beer from like the colonies and they made it like, it's not good.
Right. They didn't really. I mean, maybe they knew what they were doing. I bet you they did. That's the only thing they had back then.
I'm sure they did. So, you know, a beer's gotten a lot of things done over the ages, man. One thing I can't get behind is warm beer. And not saying that that's a thing, but I always think about like old timey people. Like, did they have to drink warm beer? What was that? Mead? Was it mead? You know,
I thought about that. They didn't have like a refrigerator,
warm beer,
ice in your beer.
A warm beer after storming the castle doesn't sound that nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, so but hey, drink some beers. Every day is National American Beer Day today.
Right, son.
Day for me. That's because I have a drinking problem. But that's neither here nor there. What?
Cheers.
Cheers, buddy. Cheers. Lastly, for some godforsaken reason, they're making another Jurassic Park movie, and Dr. Ellie Sattler is coming back. That's right. Laura Dern, you remember from the first one. She's coming back. A 54-year-old tells us she loves playing Dr. Ellie because she's an environmental activist at her core. It's called Jurassic World.
Dr. Ellie because she's getting paid millions of dollars to do it. That's the only reason.
You know, at this point, are they even reading scripts, or are they just like, all right, look, we're going to have another big dinosaur fight on another big dinosaur.
Something happened and the electric went out again.
You know,
and we're all there and we're all going to die.
Long story
short. Stay away from the park.
Here's the pitch. Long story short, something goes wrong and people die. All right, yeah, write it. Do it. Put it in print. We're going to get this. It's too many, guys.
Is this like the 13th edition?
Something,
Jurassic
dude. Too many. It really is. And we know what's going to happen. Just like all those movies, like the Saw movies, all right? Like Fast and the Furious. Like, you done too many.
We get it.
You know, or you get to the point where you have to go too far and it becomes unrealistic. For example, Fast and Furious, when they go to effing space, okay, what do we got, dinos in space now for Jurassic World Dominion? Is that what's going to happen?
Right. How fast and how furious can you get, for God's sakes?
Let's
cut it at three. A trilogy, that's all you get. Three.
Let's blend it together. Fast and Furious Dinos, all right? Where we have dinosaurs racing around.
On the moon.
Yeah, on the moon. Even better. Dude, this movie has it all. We got space. We got fast cars. We got dinosaurs. It's going to be epic. All right.
We got bald, tan, muscly guys. And,
and all the end.
Velociraptors.
In the end, they're doing it for family. That's what it is. All right. So what do we got? We got beer, American beer, and we got way too many effing dinosaur movies. I think that's it. That's it. All right. That is your morning dump by brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.